Okay, sorry, but I having trouble with my recorder. I missed the first 3 minutes and 10 seconds of this, the second quarter. So it was 9-5 at the break. Sioux Valley came out and got the first bucket, cut it to 9-7. But since then, North Pole has put together an 8-2 run, specifically on a 1-4 offense known as the UCLA offense. It employs a lot of backdoor cuts. With an up-tempo game like this, Sioux Valley's struggling. They keep coming up to deny passing lanes and ending up getting beaten backdoor. Nice job by Michael Hale. He's coming up big once again. He scored a few points while we were gone. I think he's got 6 points while we were gone. Right now, he puts some good defense on Paxton Matthews and forces a turnover. So sorry to miss the first 3 minutes or so of the second quarter, but I hope to get you from here. Anyway, AJ Scott brings the ball up against Paxton Matthews. They now switch back to a motion offense, get it into Paulie on the left hand side. Paulie gets it into Keenan Alexander. Sorry, that's Raymond Tamps, who gets pushed underneath. So already 17 fouls on Sioux Valley. Tamps will go to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Yeah, while I was missing the recording, it was this UCLA 1-4. You set up four wide with two at the various high posts, two on the wings, all baseline extended. And if you get the ball to the left side guard, usually one of the posts cut back door. If you get the ball to the post, usually the same side guard cuts back door. But if you plan ahead, it's the weak side guard that cuts back door. Sioux Valley doesn't seem ready to defend that defense, and they're getting beaten on the back door. After that, worked on a few possessions now. North Pole switches to a motion offense, low screens, popping up guards. And anyway, they got Tams on a backdoor out of one of those motion screens. Tams hits his first free throw to make it 18-9. Here's his second free throw, 19-9. Dylan Figley inbounds, gets it to Chris Bartel. Trap in the backcourt. Tams and Paulie employ the trap. I think Tams reached in. It'll still be Sioux Valley ball in the backcourt. 4:19 to go. North Pole 19, Sioux Valley 9. Mitch Drover to inbound. Gets it to Chris Bartel, but in a bad spot on the floor, he's trapped. He tries to get it back to Drover, and Tresdell breaks up the pass. Sioux Valley will have to inbound again. Sioux Valley's only using two guards in the forecourt. Then they've got There's the long pass they want. Kelly. Get the long pass to Kelly, but Kelly throws errantly, trying to go cross-court to Paxton Matthews. Right idea, poor execution. That's what they wanted, though. Inbound to A.J. Scott. Paxton Matthews will pick him up top. Hale goes down and screens to release Paulie. Paulie comes up for the ball, has an open look, shoots short, gets his own rebound, kicks it back up to A.J. Scott. Trudzel has a screen on the right side to bring Hale up. Trudzel goes across to screen Paulie across. Tams comes up high. The screen works down low for Paulie, and Paulie gets the bucket. Mitch Drover to inbound. Hits Chris Bartel. Got to stay out of the trap. Puts it to the floor once, then gets it to Bill Kelly. Kelly, another errant pass. A.J. Scott will run this one down. A.J. Scott, push it up. He'll slow it down a little bit. 3:40 to go in the half. A.J. Scott working against Paxton Matthews. Gets it over to Stephen Paulie. Paulie covered by Drover. Kick it back up to the point to Trudzel. Trudzel goes back down. This time it's broken up by Bill Kelly. Trudzel saves it, and Bill Kelly knocks it out of bounds again. Trudzel inbound. Coach is calling 14 again. Expect the UCLA offense with back doors. A.J. Scott pops up. A.J. Scott pops up. Here comes the 14. They'll set up with two high posts, two wide wings. Wing goes back door on high post entry. Paxton Matthews takes it away from Hale. It's on the ball. A.J. Scott and Paxton Matthews battle for it. Oh, that's a bad call. They call Michael Hale for over and back, but he never had control. He intercepted Paxton Matthews' pass. Sioux Valley catches a break. Mitch Drover will inbound in the backcourt. He's got Chris Bartel. Better watch out. Trudzel's going to rush the pass. Bartel does the wise thing and moves back into the backcourt to take it. Trudzel matches up with them. Entry pass to Bill Kelly working on Hale. He goes strong. And there's a block on the floor. So I don't think we're going to have a shooting foul. The block's on the floor. Michael Hale with the foul. That's his second foul. That's important. Well, probably means that he'll have to check out of the game for a little bit. Michael Hale has had a phenomenal tournament. He and A.J. Scott and Trudzel, this team's got some solid performers. All three of them have had big games. So Michael Hale takes a breather. Pass goes inbounds to Paxton Matthews. He drains a three. That's a big one. Paxton Matthews hits from the floor for the second time. Cuts the lead to 21-12. AJ Scott works the ball up the floor, hits the high post. Tams, Trudzel fakes the back door and pops back up and gets it. Tams goes down to the block. Trudzel swings it back around to the high, to the top of the key, gets it to Pauly. Back inside to Tams. Sioux Valley's made a nice adjustment. They're not missing on the back doors now. AJ Scott up top. They'll set up the 14 all over again. Pass goes to the wing on the left-hand side. This time AJ Scott rolls through the middle. Entry pass to Keenan Alexander. Shot blocked. Shot blocked by Bill Kelly. And Dylan Figley comes up with the loose ball. He drives, puts it up, and he draws a foul on its way. Trudzel will get the foul. And Dylan Figley will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Or at least one and one if they call it on the floor. They call it two shots. It was a foul on the shot. So with that three, Sioux Valley trims lead to nine. 2:20 left in the half. Dylan Figley gets the roll. No, he does not. Covered the full circumference of the rim and then falls out. Dylan Figley with the second shot. Skylar Hamler checks back in. He had to leave with two fouls earlier. Shots long. Hamler picks up his third foul within seconds of checking in. Tams had good rebounding position, and Skylar Hamler went over his back. Steve Currier is going to have to check in. Currier will check in for Skylar Hamler. And Danny G. I call him Danny G. I have trouble with this last name. Danny Gruziuk. Or Gruzusiuk. Not sure on that one. Shooting from the free throw will be Raymond Tamps, shooting one and one. First shot rolls and in. Hits it off the front of the rim, off the glass and in. He's got one more coming. Here comes Tamps with the second. 22-12, North Pole up by 10, 2:19 and a half. Shot is long. Mitch Drover goes and gets the rebound. Drover swings it over to Bill Kelly in the backcourt. He gives it to Paxton Matthews. Paxton Matthews pushes it up. Entry pass. Nice one to the high post to Bill Kelly. He pushes it back out. Entry pass to Currier. Currier gets it into Bill Kelly. Nice pass. Kelly can't finish. Keenan Alexander comes up the rebound. Kelly takes it away. Gets it out to Dylan Figley. Dylan Figley backs it up. They'll reset from the top of the key with Paxton Matthews. Working against the 2-1-2 zone. Paxton Matthews gets the entry pass to Bill Kelly, but he'd been in the lane for 3 seconds. Too bad because he hit his turnaround shot. Buck 50 left, second quarter, 22-12, North Pole. A.J. Scott to bring it up. A.J. Scott working against Paxton Matthews. They set up the 1-4 again. Sioux Valley's gotten better on the backdoor cuts. Danny G on the left wing. Doesn't like what he sees. Backs it out to Pauly at the top of the key. They reset the 1-4. Pauly goes over to the left to Danny G. Pauly cuts through the lane this time. Alexander fades down to the post. A.J. Scott comes up to the top of the key and takes the pass back. They reset the 14. They're willing to take some time off the clock. They'll be patient. Pauly and Danny G both come up to the top of the key. Danny G's got it. Now Tams pops up and takes it up high. He gets the backdoor cut. Good pass from Pauly, but Tams can't handle it. Mitch Drover gets the loose ball. Gets it to Dylan Figley. Figley driving through the lane. He's going to get called for a charge. A.J. Scott established good position. Dylan Figley took it right to the middle and couldn't maintain his control as he went up for what turned out to be a pass. He ended up running over A.J. Scott. We got a minute and 7 seconds left in this first half. Ball's inbounded to A.J. Scott. A.J. Scott works it over to Pauly. Pauly up on the right side of the top of the key, gets it to the left side of the top of the key to Danny G. Tams pops up on the right side to get it. He gets it down to Pauly. Back up top to A.J. Scott. They're willing to run it down. Danny G's got it up top. Pauly pops up. He takes it on the right side. Pauly waits for the pop-up on the left. It's Tams who takes it. A.J. Scott pops up on the right. He gets it. Danny G pops up on the right. He gets it there. Just burning clock. Pauly pops up on the right-hand side, and Mitch Drover takes it away. Mitch Drover working on Pauly. Dishes it over to Dylan Figley, and Figley couldn't control the pass and traveled. So Sioux Valley created an opportunity, but they kind of lost it. So now North Pole is probably likely to burn off the clock here, take the last shot. 22-12, good defensive effort for Sioux Valley. Definitely a good defensive effort on North Pole, for North Pole. North Pole played an extremely up-tempo game against Tri-Valley last night. Tri-Valley was able to stick with them right to the very end. But I had a hunch that an up-tempo game would be difficult for Sioux Valley to maintain with this North Pole team. We've got 27 seconds left in the half. Danny G inbounds it to A.J. Scott. A.J. Scott works it up slowly. Paxton Matthews wants to force him left. Danny G up, thinks about a screen, but passes on it. Ball goes to the left wing. Back up top to Danny D, top of the key, 12 seconds. A.J. Scott gets it. A.J. Scott taking some time off. Goes over to the right wing to Tams, and Tams has it taken away by Chris Bartell. Foul called on Chris Bartell. That is his third foul. That's a bad break for Sioux Valley to have him pick up three fouls. He's their main ball handler. So Tams will go to the line to shoot one and one. Nope, that's the 10th foul now on Sioux Valley. Double bonus for North Pole. That means two shots even on a floor foul. Raymond Tams to shoot two. First shot, no good. That's the benefit of double bonus. He gets one more. Raymond Tams with the jumper. Sorry, the free throw. Free throw is good. 23-12. Bill Kelly inbounds to Chris Bartell. North Pole retreats. Bartell pulls up at the top of the key. They pack in the zone. He tries a long shot. Almost hits it. Rebound Aaron Betts as the clock expires. So North Pole has a 23-12 lead at halftime. We've got one more half to go. This is the last of 18 games that have been played here this weekend at the Tri-Valley Invitational. Just before this game, Northway girls won the championship over the North Pole JV girls. So North Pole has been in both final games. We'll have the second half for you. I plan to press record twice at the beginning of the quarter.